The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Chris, neither you or I have kids.
No, we don't, do we?
But I've got some names lined up for when I do have kids. Eventually.
Have you already thought about the names you want to give your kids?
Yeah.
Have you gone modern? Have you gone alternative? Or have you gone old-fashioned?
Well, I kind of went pretty modern-ish. But then those names became really popular.
Ah, so you're less inclined to use them if they're popular?
Yeah, I was like Lilies, Matildas, Rubies.
Yeah, nice names. Ruby's a bit old-fashioned, isn't it?
Ruby, yeah, but it's very popular now.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't met too many Rubies.
No, I've met quite a few.
When you say it's very popular now, do you mean among babies?
Yes.
Yeah, so in like 18 years it's going to be young women called Ruby all over the place.
Exactly right. But it's funny to see the names, because every year you see the names that are most popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
Olivia and Oliver always top the list.
Olivia and Oliver?
Yeah.
Oliver?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
As a common name?
Yeah.
And not in like the 1850s?
It's a very popular name these days.
Right. Well, Baby Centre, they're like a name, baby naming hub over in the UK. They have compiled a list of names that have received zero entries in the last however many years. So basically no one's called their kids these names over the last couple of years. And there are some classics on there, Jules.
Okay, hit us up.
I cannot believe that no parents are naming their baby Bertram anymore. Isn't that the best name?
Bertram.
Bertram.
Yep.
Oh, it's so delightfully old-fashioned. Cecil. These are just the boys' names at the moment.
Yeah.
Clarence.
Gotcha.
Clive. I'm surprised. Clive's a surprise. I thought there might have been a couple of Clives out there. Cyril. Dean. Dennis, again, is a surprise.
Oh, Deans. I thought Dean was a pretty popular name.
I knew a Derek back in Port Lincoln. Derek's on the list. Ernest. Horace. I guess.
I know a Horace.
Do you really?
He's a great vet.
Is he an old man?
No, he's not.
Really?
He's in his 20s.
A young Horace.
Yeah.
There you go. Leonard, Malcolm, Nigel, Neville, Roy and Wayne are a few of the other guys' names. And in the girls' category, we've got some ones you'd expect, like Doris.
Yep.
Doris is every grandma's name, isn't it?
It is. I think I've got a great aunt called Doris.
I worked with a Maureen and she would have been in her 70s. This was back when I was at Woolies. Paula. I don't feel like Paula's that old a name.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
We work with an Angela.
Yeah.
And an Angie.
Two.
Yeah.
You're right. And a Wendy.
Yeah. Wendy's on the list. Vaughn. I used to work with a Vaughn back in Port Lincoln. I love this one. Sheila.
I don't think I've met a Sheila.
Just as a name. Like I've met plenty of Sheilas.
Yeah, but I don't think I've met one.
It's a bizarre one, isn't it? Joanne.
Oh, that's my middle name.
Joanne.
Yeah.
Jules Joanne Zass or Julia Joanne Zass.
Yeah.
God, that's a bit of a mouthful. Why the J's?
No. Mum wanted to call me one thing, Dad wanted to call me the other. Anyway.
Who won? Who got you? Who got Julia as a first name?
Mum.
Mum won. I would love for a young person to call who has one of these names. Like an 18-year-old Maureen or an 18-year-old Bertram.
Or a Clarence.
Yeah, a Clarence.
Ernest.
Oh, Ernest is a gem, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is.
If you are a young person with a super old-fashioned name, we would love to hear from you. Should we give them, I know we're doing this out of the allocated time frame, but should we give them a ticket to our party?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, we've got plenty to go around.
Yes, we do.
533-1031. If you're a young person with an old person name, we'd love to hear from you.
Good morning, Power FM. You're with Jules and Chris. Who do we have here?
You've got Sheila.
We have a Sheila.
Yes.
So how do you spell it, Sheila?
S-H-E-I-L-A.
Now, I don't mean to be rude, Sheila, because I know you should never ask a female's age, but just to put it into context with people, how old are you?
I'm 26.
26?
A 26-year-old Sheila.
You're quite young.
Yeah. Named after my nana.
Named after your nana.
That's beautiful.
That is nice. And see, I didn't even realise Sheila was an old person name. I've heard of it as in, you know, like that bogan slang calling a lady Sheila. How does the name sit with you? Like, have you always been fond of your name? Have you always been like, why'd you do that, Mum and Dad?
Well, we moved to Australia when I was 13, so I really wanted to change my name because...
Yeah.
Because Sheila's such a bogan thing.
It's a bit of a bogan Australian sort of name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but my parents were going to give me this horrible other name.
What was the alternative?
Petronella Susara Susana.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
Imagine the confusion every time someone needs to write your name down. You'd have to spell it out to them.
Yeah. And so, and then I watched the movie Our Lips Are Sealed by the Olsen Twins.
Yeah.
And in that movie, like, three of the girls' name was Sheila. And I'm like, well, if that's okay, then it should be okay.
Well, that's right. See, and that's how I justify my name being Kristen, which is clearly a lady's name. Apparently there was a male actor on Neighbours way back in the 90s, and his name was Kristen. So if you know at least one famous person who shares your name, you're doing all right, Sheila. Good stuff.
I love that. Do you reckon you'd name your daughter Sheila?
No, my husband's very much against naming your daughter or your son the same name.
Ah, fair call.
Oh, right. Oh, so you're not going to have a little Sheila Jr. Well, thanks for calling up, Sheila. We're going to give you some tickets to our 21st party.
Awesome. Thank you. The Power FM Brekkie Show.